This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Ellis Dyson grew up in Cary and became fascinated with the sound of old-time music. He recalls the day he discovered jazz pianist Jelly Roll Morton and the first time he heard Louis Armstrong. These sounds made him pick up a fiddle and then a banjo. Began plucking out original tunes, and then Ellis decided he needed a saxophone, and fate led him to Danny Abrams. And that was the beginning of Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. That group is with us now. Ellis Dyson on vocals and banjo, Danny Abrams on the sax, Danny Gruen on the trombone, Eli Whitman on the guitar and mandolin, and Butler Knowles on the upright bass. Shambles, welcome. Good to have you here. Good to have you here. Ellis, talk about how did you and Danny meet?
Well, we met at UNC my freshman year in school there. I had a banjo and a couple songs, and I was looking a horn section, as any good banjo player does. And that led me to Danny. I saw him perform in a jazz combo one day. And
why did you get so interested in jazz? I mean, were other, you know, like the kids in your high school, were they listening to Louis Armstrong? And were you,
no.
And, let me put it this way. Sure. Were you not cool?
I did all right.
Yeah. It's great
I
music,
did all right.
but
I
it's
made
not
it
cool.
out. I made it out.
You
of
had
high
to.
School.
You ran
I
out.
I survived.
When how old do you think when that just grabbed you?
I was, you know, maybe 16, 17.
Yeah.
I just got fascinated with sounds that were old because they were more natural than what I was hearing on the radio.
Yeah.
Just kind of fell in love with it, like I think every one of us did. You know, just
you can hear some of the notes sometimes. Well, let me ask you this: would you play a song for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. We'll do a fast one up top. This one's called "Often Wrong, But Always Right." One, two.
Chicken or a coward or a fool. Thought it was a nice night for a fight. He took all my money, Lord, and left me there to die.
Awfully wrong, but always right.
You know the spirits, they got the best of me, Lord. I just can't remember why. Woke up this morning with my tail between my legs, Lord, I just can't remember why. It must have been a woman with her eyes full of flames, swinging for these fences of mine. She took all my money, Lord, and made herself my wife. Off and wrong, but always right. Surely I do, Lord, just can't. chicken. I'm a coward or a fool, but I know what it means to be a man. Broken bottles, bloody knuckles, too awfully wrong, but all went right.
Ellis Dyson and the Shambles with Ellis Dyson on the banjo, Danny Gruen on trombone, Danny Abrams on the saxophone, Eli Whitman on guitar and mandolin, and Butler Knowles on the upright bass. They're going to be at the Evening Muse in Charlotte tonight, tomorrow with Catherine Whalen of the Squirrel Night Zippers at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh, and then New Year's Eve, Carrboro Arts Center. Great song. Danny, I know that songwriting is an important part of what you all do, right? Tell us about this bonding trip to the cabin in the woods.
Earlier this year, we took a trip together, and people often ask us about our songwriting process. I said, oh, does one person do it? And it always takes a little while to explain because really, we write all together. We write as a group. And so we've been trying to carve out more specific time to actually go away together. So took a trip to an old cabin, lit a fire in the fireplace, made some dinner, and we ended up just writing for that whole day and the whole next day.
Tell me more about writing in the style of a music that's a well-established form, and yet you have your own original take. How do you approach that?
Right, so we just have so much to pull from between the five of us. We have a lot of artists that we have in common that we like to listen to. We have some others that we're pulling from here or there. And when it comes to writing songs together, we really think, okay, we just finished this section. What should happen next? Should there be a new key, or should it get slower or faster? So we try to really, whatever song we're working on, we try to see what it needs and try to serve the song best.
Well, we've got a brand new one coming up here, right, Ellis? You're going to debut a song here on the State of Things called The Psychopathic Family Farm?
Yes.
I think, didn't we do that one? Yeah. We did. No, we've never done that song in this. No, okay.
Brand
it's an
new.
Original, yeah.
Brand new for the radio waves. Yeah.
Is there we just hit it. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. There'll be plenty to talk about.
Brother's burning ants to calm his nerves, and mama's in the backyard giving chase, 'cause sister's gonna get what she deserves. It's nice to know things aren't gonna change round here. It's nice to feel that pain. It's nice to be the only sociopath down on that psychopathic family farm. Bought a wedding ring, a band of gold. She said she liked to live out on the farm. Well, I say we better find another home. It's hard to say what will become of us. What will my family say? Is there any hope for any shred of hope? See you and never meet her on our wedding day. Hey. and mama is wringing my necktie out from all of the tears of joy I've shed because this day has finally come to an end. My beautiful bride has left me, but I think I prefer life out on the farm. It's nice to know things aren't gonna change around here. It's nice to feel that pain. It's nice to be the only sociopath down on that psychopathic family farm. Down on that psychopathic family farm. One more, boy. Down on that psychopathic family farm.
Ellis Dyson and the Shambles with a song destined to become a holiday classic. Psychopathic Family Farm.
It's all too relevant this time of year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I do not want to ask you about your upbringing. Though you were raised in Cary, so it couldn't have been accurate.
No, I had a lovely.
It was good. It was good, right? You had a fence.
Yeah, well, that's
the driveway.
That's the thing that we like to do. You know, it's boring, I think, in my mind, to write about myself. It's more fun to weave stories, tell hilarious stories about, you know, other characters. We've created a bit of a universe for ourselves.
Well, talk about working with characters. You are big fans of the Squirrel Nut Zippers, and you're going to be working with Catherine Whelan, right? Late of the Squirrel Nut Zippers, of the late Squirrel Nut Zippers, or however I want to put that. So tell me about that collaboration.
Absolutely. It's been wonderful. It makes a lot of sense. Catherine Whelan is a good friend of ours, and she's such a star. It's been wonderful to work with her, and we're performing the music of the Squirrel Nut Zippers, which is awesome. Really good writing, and doing some of our music as well. And it's a really good show. We're doing it.
That's the one in Charlotte, right?
So yeah. We're doing that one Saturday, at the Poorhouse,
okay,
in Raleigh, and then we're doing it again for New Year's at the Carrboro Arts Center, and it's a really.
And Catherine will be there with you.
Catherine will
be there.
To keep
you straight in case you want to improvise a little bit outside the box.
Uh-huh. Well, she does the best she can. We can only be helped but so much. You know?
Well, it's great stuff. I'm going to leave you time to play us out. But first, I want to thank you all for being on the show. Eric Ellis Dyson and the Shambles perform at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh tomorrow with Catherine Whelan, and then on New Year's Eve at the Carrboro Arts Center. By the way, Movies on the Radio is coming up, and the next show is going to be your favorite films about musicians. So, you know, Purple Rain, Bohemian Rhapsody, your favorite movie about a musician. Give us your pick, SOT at WUNC.org. You can tweet us using hashtag SOTMovie. You can find us on the website if you forgot all that and join the show. That would be great. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles.
Thank you, Frank. It's right.